rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station, WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Everyone's got the chains to
You know what? I have to interrupt this just for a moment. I got to do something just a little different because, well, tonight is actually one of those milestone episodes of Spankwagon. I want to point out something very important to everybody listening out there, whether you're on our video stream, whether you're on the live audio, or whether you're doing any of this through podcasting or our pay-per-view, not pay-per-view, but our on-demand pay-per-view, our pay-per-view. I got to do this first. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio as we celebrate our 8th year on the air. Starting in the year 2000 with several different co-hosts throughout the ages, we have been bringing you complete and utter bullshit. In that 8 years, we have gone from very humble origins of cheap-ass equipment to very humble surroundings of, oh my god, I can't believe we got it to work for 10 minutes. In the past 8 years, we've gone to having absolutely no guests to actually thinking about turning away guests. We still haven't got quite to that point. Except if you're a cock blocker, Mustache. But one thing I gotta point out, in all 8 years of Spankwagon Radio, I, Trencher, who sat through, unfortunately, almost all of it, I do have to say to every single one of the co-hosts in the past, thank you. But more importantly, to everyone sitting here with me right now, and the past year that we have literally had on the show, with the infighting and the bickering and the unknowingness of what the fuck are we doing and what direction are we going in, to you guys, I have to say thank you very much for everything you have done for this show and everything that you have done as friends of mine. So I just have to say again a big thank you. And let's get this shit going for at least a few more years. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to
Murphy and Friends.
Fuck.
You had to ruin a nice fucking intro.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
And I'm Murphy.
Hold on, and we may actually have someone on the line. I picked up the phone here.
Uh-oh.
Contact. Matt Hazelwood. With a very important personal business matter.
Ooh, let's just let
please
this go.
Call
1-800-990-4765.
Oh, it's one of those callback ones.
Really?
It's not one of the ones where...
You don't get to a live person. That sucks. All right.
Get one of those, I know exactly what we need to do with that.
Can you hear me? Help. Yeah. I'm trapped in this room, and there are men with chainsaws around me.
If we had chainsaw sound effects, would be great.
Hi, this is Zoo. So people don't leave yet.
Look at her breasticles. All right.
Did you just say breasticles?
Yes. All right, because sometimes she's more manlier than us.
Well, that's not exactly difficult most days.
Yeah, that's true. We're kind of soft computer geeks. All right, so you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online at spankwagon.net. And tonight we're going to have a lot of good shit going on. Hopefully they show up soon. Gerald's going to be in tonight.
The Gerald Saunders.
The Gerald Saunders going to be in the
sir.
Studio.
The Gerald Saunders,
he's actually
sir.
Bringing,
sir.
He's bringing, like, a lot of people in. He's bringing
not
himself.
A lot of people. He's bringing Karma from Monkey Face.
Karma, only Karma. I thought it was a whole band.
I thought it was just Karma. From the last communication I saw from him, it's just Karma. Those of you who remember here, Bounce Back Bitches.
Bounce Check Bitches.
We played the song and had them, we played the song from that. The band who recorded that, Monkey Face from them, I do believe it's Karma from Monkey Face.
Okay.
He'll be in studio.
All right.
And what good is it having Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir?
Absolutely none.
If he doesn't bring us the hotness.
Do we have hotness on plan tonight?
We have hotness on plan tonight.
What's hotness? Do we know?
Haley Young.
Ooh.
And like I said, hopefully she'll look like Haley Old.
No. She kind of looks like Haley Stick, but that's okay.
She does need a sandwich. I'll give her that. But, she does like it in the pooper.
Woo! So automatically, she's a 10 in your book.
Exactly.
If Decaf liked it in the pooper, would you think better of him?
No.
Oh.
He's a Negro.
Oh, that's right.
I got to tell
racist.
You, before the show, we were wandering around. We were looking for Decaf. Decaf showed up and then took off. And
it's First Friday. He doesn't want to be associated with us.
We were basically walking around going, has anyone seen our Negro? We seem to have misplaced ours.
Unfortunately, they kept trying to point us down to the Greyhound bus shelter. And I was telling them, no, he owns a car. They're like, yeah, right.
Like, what does he look like? Just like the rest of them. my goodness.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, so Spank Wagon Radio, you can find it. You know, I got to quit. You know, this is what I have to do. We've hit our 8th year. This week, it's always the first week in October that we consider the Spank Wagon anniversary. Because really, honestly, when I started this shit up years and years and years ago doing a music show...
Last thing you did was write down a date.
Yes. Last thing I did was actually expect this to go more than 2.5 weeks. That was just because the computer sucked. But I think tonight I need to finally do it. I need to break myself of calling it Spank Wagon Radio. Because we're no longer just radio. Yes, we do our radio part.
Oh, hold on. Let me put the cam on you.
Well,
you're getting prophetic.
Well,
so
I'm not pathetic. Prophetic.
No, prophetic. Okay. Prophetic. You're getting prophetic.
You know, we've done Spank Wagon Radio, and by putting the cam on me, that is telling you exactly why we need to drop the word radio.
I could go with that.
According to this flyer, I just printed out. Let's just stay a radio for at least until the end of Saturday.
Well, we'll stay radio for a while.
And let me just do this. According to the advertisement space I just bought on a local television station in town.
Oh, shit!
It's called Spank Wagon Radio.
So in other words, we should just keep it radio?
Look, we're Spank Wagon, and that's all. If anything, we're just going to call it Spank Wagon.
We're
Spank Wagon. No, I'm not going to change the name. You know, we're not going to...
No, we're the wagon, bitches. What was did you send me today? You sent me an email
today.
Yeah,
sent a text, something about you. It was a forward. Man. That's what I don't understand.
Let me read the email I got from him. Let me get it. Because to me, it was a text. Yeah, okay. This is motherfucking Spank Wagon, bitches. Watch and listen to us at 7 to 9. Now back to the weather. It's fucking hot in the studio, man.
Nice.
Now that's a goddamn commercial.
That's a goddamn commercial. Let me just... Look, we have been on the show's been on the air 8 years now. I've been with it, what, 2.5, 3?
2.5, 3.
We should fuck with people. No, go.
Oh, we always fuck with people.
No, I mean on the commercial. We should have like a thing of women dressed up like fucking nuns and shit.
We are going to have a TV commercial. We're going to have a Spank Wagon television commercial. It is going to be awesome. I cannot wait. We've bought advertisement space on a local station here in town, and as soon as it's all done,
get that shit over there.
Yeah, you feel better?
Yes, there we go. This is all from last week.
We didn't get any titties last week.
Oh, don't put them away. We've got the camera going.
What about ass? Can we get some ass?
I don't know about that.
Ooh,
it's clean.
Go there.
She wiped it tonight.
Nice. All right.
So, yeah, it is 8 years, and we are now buying advertisement space on a television station.
Yeah, which is amazing that we even found that much of a budget.
I got to say, it wasn't much, but it was enough to where I had to think about it for a few minutes. But we got to...
It was either a case of beer or the advertisement.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So we'll have a TV commercial on, and we're already throwing around some ideas for things. If you have some ideas you'd like to throw at us,
you know,
how can they get a hold of us, Trench?
Well, there's a few ways, and one thing I want to pimp out is we have an email address. It works, and we can read it. Radio@spankwagon.net. Tell us what you would like to see in a television commercial if you were putting our television commercial together.
Exactly.
Radio@spankwagon.net. We'd love to hear from you.
I think I'd like to have a lynching.
No.
Oh, sorry. Whoops.
This is the wrong decade for that, Whitey.
Oh, shit.
All right. We want to point out, if you're listening right now, listening live, and we know you are, we see you out there, go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat. For those of you who don't know, those of you who've been frustrated with what we've provided for chat in the past, it's changed. If you go to the spankwagon.net site, click on the cam and chat, you see full video and the chat room. It's all together. Mad props to Jimmy Diggs. I gave him a code a couple...
What? Hold on. Back that up. Mad props to who?
Jimmy Diggs.
To who?
Jimmy Diggs.
Motherfucker.
Hold on a minute. I'll get to you. All right? Because I sent him the code, and he did put it all together, so mad props to him. Mad props to Murphy, which is what we're getting to, for actually pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing.
Trying to put his stool all the way in.
And pushing... for the code. So big time changes going on in the chat room, and you need to check it out because all the work was done. You need to enjoy it.
You know I'm writing the commercial, right?
I think we have some ideas. I think if we all sit down and collaborate and definitely use your authoristic genius.
Authoristic genius. Actually, this is really good.
Yeah, that's good. Actually, let me read this. What you did is it looks like you put together a
flyer.
A flyer.
And James L., where will people get these flyers?
I'll read the flyer first.
I'm going to read it first, or you want to talk about it first?
No, you can read it first.
Read it.
All right. If I read it first, it says, Spank Wagon Radio is an internet radio show that is themed for adult
You're
listeners.
Not doing it dramatically enough.
No, I'm not yelling. I just had to get proud. Okay. Sorry. I'm not going to go, thank you. No. Spank Wagon Radio is an internet radio show that is themed for adult listeners. This show discusses a variety of topics, from the norm to the extremely strange. Within 2 hours, the show can go from politics to video games to topics I cannot mention in a newsletter. There is also a live video feed, so you get to see the host and guests in the studio. Sometimes it is tame, and other times it is extremely wild.
I was going to say, and other times it's lame. It's like poetry now.
You can listen and watch the show live 7 to 9 p.m. every Friday night on www.spankwagon.net. The show has a perfect blend of intellectual discussions, comedy, pranks, great guests, entertaining hosts, and, well... other things I cannot mention in a newsletter. This show is completely uncensored, so be prepared for anything.
That's pretty much it.
That's it.
That's Spank Wagon. That's Spank Wagon wrapped up. I must say, okay, I said I will not do it in the first 5 minutes. I'm going to do it in the first 15. I'm going to promote my book again.
Promote your book.
August of 77, yes. I will be at Las Vegas Library from 10 to 12:30 in the morning, so... wake your drunk asses up and get your ass down. Oh, shit. That.
Zing, the cam goes, keep going. A book.
I was twastracted. what time is it? 10 to 12 in the morning. And I must say, I got a very, very big surprise from a good friend today.
Oh, can we, is it time for that?
Oh, you want to do that? I got
Let's
it ready.
Let's do it. Hang on a sec.
Do you have your audio ready?
Sorry.
I know, we have to hold on. That audio.
There was a bit of a surprise today.
It was a pretty nice gift. It was a really nice surprise.
Do you want to go ahead and talk about the surprise a little bit?
Okay, so I'm at work. You know, I'm putting together the flyer on my work hours, and I get a call. Well, I get a missed call, and I call him back. He said, "Get your ass to a fucking TV." And luckily, we have a TV in the lounge, right? So I turn it on, and some motherfuckers with some swords and shit. I'm like, okay. But I said, I know Murphy. Murphy's always about punchlines, so I know something's going to be coming.
That's right.
And is it ready now?
It's ready.
All right.
It's ready. So he turned on a local television here, station here in town, Fox, and I tipped off the producers.
Want to. Thanks, you guys, so much. You know, a lot of things happened in August of 1977. Elvis passed away, the Son of Sam was caught, and gas prices were through the roof. But for three friends in Las Vegas, it was more than just a month on the calendar. That is the plot of a new book by local author James Lighton. There's a book signing tomorrow where you can meet the author and pick up the book. It's at the Las Vegas Library at 10 a.m. Be sure to stop by and don't go anywhere. We've got more after this.
Look at that, dude. Yeah! Look at that. I hooked
very
you up.
Nice, very nice.
I hooked a nigga up.
And now with that, I'm about to call out somebody.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna
now
call,
that,
I'm,
by the way, that is Rachel Smith.
Yes.
Hot little white girl.
Yes, she is.
And I said to her later on, I was like, I've never heard a large black man scream like a little white cheerleader before. But she wants a copy of the book. Her awesome. and actually Monica both. So we'll see about getting them
okay.
for them. But yeah, I tipped off the producers there. I happen to know a couple of them.
I know. And I was just like... I saw my book on the TV, and what can you do other than ejaculate a little? You know what I'm saying? I was walking around crooked the whole rest of the fucking day.
You had a hard on from a commercial for your book.
But now you said you got to call somebody out. Though.
Yes, I'm gonna call out my best friend Clizzo.
Uh-oh, what did Clizzo do?
Okay, last week, remember how he came to the studio? We left, and then he went to the other karaoke place, right?
Yeah.
And I said, here's a fucking flyer. Give it to the dope. Have him put him up at the bar, some shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, I meet this fucker up later, right? The fucking flyer is still in his fucking car. He didn't drop it
off.
Yes. Yes. Oh. And he already even tried to close the fucking door, so I would have seen the shit laid on the seat, right?
Even after we got him some hot loving from Zuzu.
Yes. Yes.
Well, not hot loving, but some.
It was hot for him.
It was hot for him.
That dude couldn't walk out of the studio, man. He was hunched over and shit.
So I get a TV ad. This motherfucker can't put a sign up, but it's okay.
Well, I'm looking.
I'll forgive him in a year or two.
In a year or two. He is your best friend. What I'm going to do right now, we need to go to a break.
Have I replaced him as your favorite cracker then?
Yes, you have.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Favorite cracker.
That's fantastic. All right, we're going to be back in just a moment. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, bitches.
Spankwagon Radio. It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Three, four.
my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, greatest internet radio show ever, video show, just greatest fucking thing on the internet right now.
It's the best thing out there today.
Or at least right now.
God damn it. I know it's a new fucking camera. I was like trying to find it. There's no... Oh. There you go. Never mind.
So where'd you loot that from?
Was it on the sidewalk in Houston somewhere?
Oh!
I stole. I mean, I didn't steal it. I fucking borrowed it from a friend.
Yeah,
sure.
The same friend who didn't put up your poster. That's the penance he has to pay, right?
Yeah.
There
that's
you
some
go.
Fucked up shit.
I'm going to take your shit.
All right. Spank Wagon Radio online, spankwagon.net. Murphy, all right there? You're beating your head.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, this side every once in a while, it gets a little wonky in the audio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we
Did
have.
You say fucking wonky?
Yes, I said wonky.
Honky says wonky.
Honky wonky.
All right. Oh, yeah. You have no clue what you're sitting in amongst.
Slack a cracking.
Bring up to the mic. Bring up the mic.
Yeah, come on. Now you got to get on it like it's, well, like it's your cock. You got to get right up on that
thing.
Like
it's a big black cock, basically. All right. Actually, we have in studio Mr. Gerald Saunders.
Mr. Gerald Saunders,
sir.
Hello there.
And
you've brought some friends with us.
I did. With all sorts of stuff going out with the Bounce Stick Bitches DVD and a new song / music video coming out, brought a couple of guys from Monkey Face Entertainment. We got... Track right here and comma back there. But more importantly, for the box cover of Bounce Stick Bitches 5, is Haley Young's on the cover, and she's here too.
Yay! Oh. Right, let me get your mic up. There we go. We got the Barry mic up.
Hello again.
Oh.
Thought we did. Let's try this one. There we go. No,
hi,
I got
everyone.
It.
There we go.
I forgot you're on 6, she's on 7.
Yeah.
So
this, man, I'm telling you, we gotta do something about this box over here. It's a lot of static.
Well,
we gotta do something with his head and blacking his cute white girl from my vision.
Oh, oh no, oh no! All right, so you brought in Monkey Face. Now we played their song a couple weeks ago off of the MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
and or actually, you gave us.
I brought it when like a month ago, I guess, when Starry was
right.
Somebody,
yep. Yeah. Right, and that was played. And so tell us a little bit about the. Actually, we'll have you tell us a little bit about the song and. Then we're going to want to find out how did the collaboration happen here.
You know, actually, I'm not sure how Brett or Gerald met, but, you know, I guess somehow they came together and then found out what Gerald was doing. And, you know, we just put a song together and, you know, he said make it real nasty. So we made it as nasty as we could.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
And without going into an enormous amount of detail, the way the comma and I came together is actually Lexi Sexton's fault. So what
really?
The hell?
Lexi, yeah. Where is Lexi?
Damn.
How'd that happen anyway?
I miss Lexi. Yeah. Where's she at?
one was in the front. The other one is, oh.
MySpace has gone, oh, yeah, oh, well, let's need to meet and hang out for a little bit. And then we all met. All
right.
There you go.
The rest is history.
There you go.
So
that whatever works.
Yeah. whatever alibi you need at the moment.
Right. Exactly.
So now, Bounce Check Bitches, that's one of your video series. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that video series.
Well, basically, these poor girls have written bad checks, and sadly for them, I'm the guy that has to come collect the money, and... They don't happen to have any at the time, so they're forced to do all sorts of nasty and crazy things because I'm going to go to my ATM and get the money out for them.
So right. It's a real life story.
But I just, yeah, exactly. I do that all the time. So
I knew you looked familiar.
What, did your asshole feel violated?
So, you know, it leads into that, and there's all kinds of hilarious stories and different scenarios, whatever they've written a bad check for, or whatever's going on.
Right.
And certain girls do have to do more than other girls because their checks were bigger, you know, depends on the situation.
Makes sense.
In fact, actually, I'm about to do a bondage version and a solo girl forcing them to use toy versions, so I'm expanding the line a little bit so it's not all blowjobs and hardcore and stuff.
Right, okay, cool.
Not that that's bad.
I was going to say, there's absolutely nothing wrong with blowjobs and hardcore.
True, but certain girls don't do certain things, so I want to elaborate them into my or incorporate them into my series, so I'll modify.
So how often do you convince the girls to do stuff that they don't want to do? Or do you just kind of like, okay, well, I just take it for, you know, what you're going to do and just make it work, or do you like kind of make some hints and shit?
Oh, no, I pretty much, in that series, I'm pretty much aggressive. Like, listen, we got to do some shit here. Or
I'm listening to him say it, though, and I'm hearing meek. I'm hearing Gerald meek-ass Saunders. Could you do something for me, please?
Does Gerald Shatner have to choke a bitch?
it's been known to happen.
He's like, I don't know if I can show my tits. I'll show my tits.
There's a bit of a different side of me, I guess, that kind of comes out in that one more so than...
Yeah, and winds up all over some poor girl's tits eventually.
or wherever it ends up, yeah.
You got it in my eye. Mouth. See? Winner, right back there. Oh, my Lord. Okay, so I tell you what. Let's play the song. We've played it once before. Now, is this a different version? Oh, okay, so this is slightly different.
Yeah, this should be the completely unedited, uncensored, unrestricted.
Oh, well, yeah. It was that in the first place. It was that in the... Now it's just a little bit of a different... There's a little bit of another... there's like...
Yeah, a little talking.
It's a little more freestyle.
I actually... it's we put it on our mixtape that mm-hmm. we're releasing next week, actually, at the Bunkhouse on the 8th. So we are... You know, putting this on there. So it's going to be a little bit of me talking. You know, right. A little crazy on
you
there.
Know, usually when you see CDs from people, you've got like 10 tracks. And this is like 28 tracks. Holy
shit,
man.
A lot of work, man. Putting in work.
They don't mess around.
I was going to say, Jesus Christ on a crutch. Yeah, put that thing up there. All right, so let's go ahead and play it. And just bring the mics down there, Trench. And let's play this here.
Mics are down. Mics are still down.
Yeah, I know.
It's iTunes. Oh. Don't change.
See, who did I get sent here to meet? Wait a second, I know this bitch. She did a flick, I saw that shit. I know who this bitch is. She's a helmet polisher, like a rain dance afterward. Bend her over backwards till she walking awkward. But maybe it's a different bitch. Had the same name, but she a different bitch. Let's go see the bitch, see if she really is a bounce check bitch. And if she is, let's see if I can get her on her knees. If she's fit to swallow seeds, I just can't wait to see. So I knock at the door, yeah, I seen her before. It's the same whore I was telling you about before. So I present my case, I play it safe by phrasing it. Bitch, I know how you make cash, give me some ass.
Bounce check, bitch, better pay your bill. Bounce check, bitch, if you can't, I will. The only thing I want, fuck me, sub me. You can't afford not to. Do we have a deal?
You broke ass bitch.
I know you have the money problems, I can help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Writing bad checks out your bank account.
Yeah, man.
Thought it was all good, but got a knock on the door. I came to get that money from you. If you suck my dick, call me Captain Save-A-Ho or Captain Kirk. Do you shave that pussy, girl? Lift your skirt. I want a finger that clit, get it soft and wet. While you play with your nipples, just think of the day. And how you don't have money, don't be stuck up. This can all go away if you let me fuck. Deep throat that cock till you can't breathe. Fuck that pussy, bustin' that, then I leave. I understand the drama of your situation. I got the money, all I need is penetration. Bitch!
Check. Now I'm here to collect.
Holy shit. But that pretty much just spells it right out there, doesn't
I think,
it?
Yeah, the whole video series explained right there in that one song.
Pretty much, yep. And you
got to get right on that mic.
All right, get right up on it.
There you go.
There
and,
we go.
And it's great because they...
like it's a big black cock. There's no way around
that's
it.
That's the joke.
No, thank you.
That's right. Well, and they really took what goes on in the videos and made it right in the song, and then totally new arrangements have been come up with in the past, for sure.
Yeah. It was that sneak preview that did it for me.
No, I can see you're just taking his cards and scratching off the code for every half hour to get the go through the background.
No, I actually gave them DVDs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can really see what happens, get a good feel for it and stuff.
It's so, good stuff.
All right, so
I'm a fan of porn. It's good stuff.
Who is
who's
it,
a
though,
fan
really?
Of porn? Come on.
I got a question. In the middle of doing a song, how many times do you guys fucking stop the song and break down laughing just because it's so fucking funny?
Man.
Zero?
I kind of went out of character a little bit, but.
Yeah. Zero times.
Zero?
You guys missed out.
One take?
The whole
song.
Yeah.
Wow. No. See, if it were me, I'd be like halfway through. I'm like, I'm recording the theme song for a porn movie. And there's no bounce, bow wow in the background. So, wow.
I just have fun with it,
And to be honest, that's actually what I really like about it, because it sounds like a hit song on the radio, except for the fact that you probably couldn't play those lyrics on the radio.
Dude, you couldn't get 2 seconds into this thing, on
it's
the radio.
Like Luke.
Yeah,
it's Luke shit.
But, right, exactly. Yeah. But as soon as they realize this sounds like something from Luke Skywalker, we can't play this. Well, but besides that, the music's really good, and it flows. It sounds like it could.
Yeah,
be.
It has a good. Yeah, lyrics. Absolutely, it's really good.
I didn't want it to be porny 80s
they
crap.
Could, they could yeah. play it on the radio. Just it's just gonna be like watching movies. It's gonna be like watching movies on TNT. But it's not gonna take away bitches. It's gonna be like what they they come
like,
over some
they'll
shit.
They'll have some scenery only like bounce check babes and then
look at the babes.
But it'd be some overpaid white guy in his late 50s.
Yeah, exactly.
Babe.
So tell us about some of the other tracks on the album though, because we know that isn't the only track.
This is a mixtape. So we took like other people's beats and we're going to them. That's like real popular right now in hip hop. Yeah. So we're doing a lot of that.
That's always been popular.
Yeah, really, really. I mean, from Funkmaster Flex. I mean, that's a lot of stuff I grew up on, So, but we do have an album that is available at Zia Records and also at Sight and Sound, and that's called Better Late Than Never.
Sight and Sound. Have you guys been to Sight and Sound?
No, I haven't.
That's a lovely place. Yeah, you gotta go. It's an experience.
You won't be going to Sight. You know what? You should go to Sight. We should take them to Sight and Sound.
Yeah.
We should take them down to Sight and Sound.
See that gorilla? You got that gorilla in there? Jeez. It's like a big ass gorilla, man. It's like just sitting there. You walk in, like, what the fuck?
So it's like Mark Henry just standing there.
You thought you was nervous going to see Sun Krilla's show that year. My friend.
He was far more nervous than I was.
Yeah, because I was walking around with candy nipples on. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, the shit I got roped into. Nah, it's not even funny.
It is for us.
You lose a bet?
No.
No.
I was just asked to.
Oh, okay.
Roped in, please.
One more store. We're also available over at the Jump Off at Charleston and Bruce. Oh, yeah. T-shirts are available there as well. Yeah. So,
now, tell us more about the release party you guys got coming up.
The release party is going to be next week on October 8th, and that's going to be where we're releasing episode 3 because we do got 3 mixtapes out. Mm-hmm. And, just going to be having a good time, man. Everybody come out and... Bunkhouse is a really nice venue to perform at. Got a bar. It's good.
Yeah, they got a bar. The drinks go from $4.50 to $8.50. What was that?
What was that?
Slutty porn stars dancing.
Yeah.
Hey, yay!
Well, nice. And I was going to say, and on my end, we're doing the Bounce Check Bitches 4 and 5 DVD release party there. Haley's going to be there. Naughty Starry, fan of this show. You guys are fans of hers, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And I have a new girl I'm working with that none of you have seen yet, but you will shortly, named Kendra Banks, and she's going to be there too. So
very cool,
and we're working it up.
Awesome. Having a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be a blast.
Do you know how awesome your life is? I mean, really?
No, just keep telling me. Okay.
I mean,
I'll figure it out one day.
Now,
the thing is that I won't be able to see shit if I go down there because that fucking bling from the goddamn LA hat is fucking blinding me.
Now, that's so shiny.
Funny. The Cubs are saying that as well. So Brown was like, "What are you doing?"
Nobody can see LA.
Now, are you really a Dodger fan, or is it just because it looks good?
You know what? I've been a Dodger fan for a very, very long time. I'm also an Angels fan because, you got to like somebody from the National League and somebody from the American League.
There you go.
I'm a Southern California boy.
Yep.
See, I got to love that Freeway Series.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants.
Freeway Series. I'm calling it right now.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Boston. Yeah, Boston took one game one, but they're not taking the rest.
Nice.
Come on, who's it going to be? The Devil Rays? You fucking kidding me? All right, so I'm really thrown by the mixtape concept. I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's how do I say this? With words. Thank you. It's the Ritalin kicking in. A lot of times you see, you know, there's a lot of sampling going on in hip hop, and it's cool. How different, I guess, is sampling versus the actual mixtape? I mean, you're taking complete songs.
Sampling, they take like little like sound bites, I guess you want to say. Like, it could maybe be a trumpet that goes da 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 da.
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You just take a little bit of the music and then you place it in a loop. And it's actually kind of boring, the process, but I mean, a lot of music that's come out has been sampled. But what we're doing is we're actually taking the instrumentals. Like, it's like almost like karaoke in a way, except it's not a cover. We're doing our own lyrics to the music.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Kind of like.
And it's a little bit easier for people to listen to with something they may be familiar with.
But then with this, you've got your own original stuff in here too, right?
Yeah, we do.
Because you can't just give them the mix. And
there are a couple in there with original.
About out of the 28 tracks, how many are original?
I think it's like two there on there.
It's like anytime you put out a greatest hits album, you have to put two new songs on it anyway.
It's a promotional marketing tool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what we're running with it as we're just as good as everybody else in the industry.
Absolutely.
But the problem with the way that the industry is built, it's no longer available for your local or unknown artist to actually be shown to the general public, to the world. There aren't as many outlets as possible. So what we do, rather than pressing up flyers and spending all the time handing them out, getting people to know who we are and not having anything for them to listen to, we put together these mixtapes. It costs the exact same amount of money as the flyers.
Yeah, but you give somebody something they can listen to.
We give somebody something they can listen to, so then they get familiar. And with original material on it as well as the jack beats, it gives people the full flavor of what is capable.
Right.
Well, it's not the first time we've heard that.
No, it's not. And that's one thing, especially with Vegas, especially any music scene in Vegas, it's hard to get people to pay attention because they don't do that for very long.
Right.
One question I have, though, because you are releasing your promotional as a full album set, 20 songs, 20 tracks, are
28.
You... Excuse me, 28.
That's
28
only on one disc, gentlemen. If you take a look at the way these are set up, you're actually getting about 65, almost 70 songs.
All this work that you've put into music,
yeah.
Someone's going to rip it and someone's going to put it online for free.
It's all good because you never know. Like, people are going to be listening to it. They may find it available because we do have our album up on iTunes. So if they do look and they say, oh, Monkey Face, let me do a little search. By the way, if you go in Google, put in Monkey Face, you'll come up with our
start
our
seeing
MySpace.
All the different MySpaces and the music
you'll
sales.
See everything, CD Baby, we have the album available there too. So it's to build a fan, and then when you do a show somewhere and they see that, hey, those guys are showing up, I mean, that's where money's made anyway now, is at shows, rather than selling the albums. That's why a lot of people are they leak their albums because they know that they're making the money off the show and not off the actual CD sales.
But are you able to sell them with the beats, or are you not able to sell the CD?
Well, technically, what is it, like 4,999 copies that you can print without copyright infringement?
Yep.
Man, you can't barcode them and, placing them in a store, you can't do that either.
Yeah, and if you do, you have to change it 80% or greater to actually have it become original for you. I think it's 80 or 90% now.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what that is.
But I know there's a significant amount of change has to be made from the original.
Right.
So, next question.
Ain't nobody tripping on it. Yeah.
It's good, I'm gonna listen to the rest. Actually, thing they did when they came in. I got two sets, so we're gonna have to figure out some way to get rid of these. Get them in the listeners' hands because you need these. Question though, Monkey Face. You know what? Where? What? And why?
Where'd it come from?
Yeah.
Man. All right, my brother, he's a tattoo freak.
Okay.
By the way, his name's John. Tattoo freak. I mean, he's like, he loves tattoos. He even got like a tattoo of like a alien bomb. But anyways. So, like, I'm starting to get a couple more tattoos myself. And I was like, then this was like maybe 3 or 4 months before I was trying to come up with a name for the company.
Mm-hmm.
So I said I wanted a tattoo of a monkey on me. All right. There was nothing close to what this was, but And I was just like racking my brain, like, damn, I need to come up with something, because I was incorporating at the time, and I was like, I need to come up with a name. And my brother was like, but didn't you want to get a tattoo of a monkey? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, monkey face. And I, like, you know, one of my friends used to say, monkey face. You know, he used to tell me that all the time, monkey face. You know, like kind of like Italian or something. But I mean, it's just, it's a catchy ass name. I mean, when you hear it, you don't forget it.
No, it's,
and
it's,
that's like the thing I love about it, you know. And shit, man, this is monkey face, man. Low budget balling all day.
And
all
we gotta point out budget, shit. For those listening, it's M-U-N-K-Y.
Oh yeah, M-U-N-K-Y.
Now is that name copyright or?
Oh yeah, just, yeah.
Okay, it is copyright.
Yeah, it's trademark. Okay. Federal trademark. So don't touch my shit. You can if you won't. I'll get a lawyer and sue your ass. Need some money anyway, shit.
Whatever it takes.
Good way to make some cash.
Yeah,
you tell the lawyer, I can't pay too much because I only can sell $4,000.
You got an album, though. We got an album.
Before I get sued to give it that money right fucking
well,
back.
Well, in that case, you'll take him to small claims court. Come on now.
Hey, you know, yeah, that works.
Give us another track that you need. We need to listen to right now. We want to listen to one more track.
Give me something good.
Let's see. My City, yeah, there you go. That's how I went with
it. What number is that one?
Track 10.
Track 10. All right, so we're going to go to break with this real quick. And
featuring Hydro and Catman. Those are two other guys that we work with from out here.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah, Hydro's doing big things out here, real big things.
Excellent. And just to point out, we'll be back then in a little bit with Monkey Face, Mr. Gerald Saunders, Sir, and Haley Young, all the way in the back with her pooch.
Oh, yeah.
Which pooch are you talking about?
You have to figure that one out, won't you? Turn it down, how we do it,
it's wrong. Hey, but check this out, baby. You know your boy's from Oxnard, California. That's the 805. But I'm in Vegas right now, baby. I represent LV. Put your hands up.
I'll put it down for my city.
Put it
down for my city.
Put it
down for my city.
Las Vegas.
I'll put it down. Smooth like a lack. I push it past the limits, play it, got my life on track. Everybody play it back, yeah, that's my life on the track. My city known for pimping, talk a bitch about a stack. Man, I'm blowing up out that 702. What the fuck you gon' do? Don't you know I'll stomp you? If you hatin', gon' jump. I'ma hit your ass so hard, you gon' think I use the pump. Me and my hustlers stay stacking like Trump. And I never hesitate to send a rapper to the dump. With them trashy ass clothes, my writing books as fat as fuck. Man, I sell you rappers something, but you ain't got enough. These rookies think it's easy, but this game is real rough. This to the hustlers, the pimps, the streets, yeah, what up?
This for the hustlers, the pimps, the streets, yeah, what up?
I put it down for my city, down for my city, put it down.
Every time she make her booty clap, clap for me. But if you ain't doing it right, you're doing it free. You could get in between if you got a lot of green, bro. Niggas be talking but can't do a damn thing. I got a white bitch, a black bitch, a Puerto Rican, Asian, black ass hoes, damn, it's a Caucasian. Swinging on my motherfucking nuts like wee. Catman pimping hoes like sugar free. Take a pic with a really, really, really rich nigga. Say cheese. I'm a king.
Maybe it was one of your people.
I don't know you.
You don't know?
No.
You don't know.
Puerto Rican Asian, huh? Maybe I should. Caucasian.
There you go.
I like that shit. My favorite line is like my nigga Sugar Free, because I love Sugar Free.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar Free stuff. Shit. You heard Sugar Free, man?
Yeah, I still want that street guy.
Sugar Free? You got Sugar Free CD in your car, man?
Are you kidding me? Dude, I don't even have a CD player in my car. Are you kidding me?
He's rolling with it. He's rolling with that 8-track or that cassette, right?
That's right.
That's right, baby. I got Kansas. It's all good.
Yeah. But of course, it only plays one way. He can't rewind the cassette, so he has to get a pencil out to rewind that shit.
Which continent do you got? You got Europe, you got Africa, you got Asia, or do you got America? I'm not Josh,
okay? I'm not Josh, okay? My musical tastes are...
Riding the horse of no day.
Jesus, America.
You know what? I have so much eclectic shit, it's not even funny.
Unfortunately, it doesn't require anything with continents or anything else that anyone else has heard. It's about as bad as me. I listen to eclectic shit, all techno.
Was there a group called Australia?
I don't fucking know.
Or Antarctica. I think those are the only two continents fucking left.
I don't know. Yep. Oceania? Maybe there was an Oceania, you know.
Good All right. Lord.
Atlantis.
We're nerding this shit out. All right, we need to bring it back. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. And for everybody out there watching and listening, you need to get your asses in the chat room. We're taking questions. Also, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. And we're back here with Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir.
Hello, hello.
And
the guys from Monkey Face.
Yeah, I can't remember.
TrackWiz. TrackWiz with Monkey Face Entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a white name. That's a white name.
Comma.
Comma.
Also known as Mr. Sutra. Yes, that's
Mr. Sutra.
That's part of where the collaboration with Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir, and I came from.
Why no one ever picked Stanley as a rap name?
Stanley!
Because I'm not a Phillips head screwdriver.
Oh, there you go.
What about Ephraim? Ephraim would be a great rap name.
Ephraim.
Actually, it's because Paul Stanley from Kiss used it as a last name, so they gave up.
Back to Kiss.
That's an obsession, Stanley. Dude. You may need to go see a doctor about that. Will shrink you know?
Wait till you see the back of my shirt.
I saw the back of the shirt. It's a Monopoly board on the back of the shirt. It's kind of cool.
Holy crap.
All right, so go for it.
I was going to say, why don't we rotate things up? Let's bring Haley up here for a few minutes. Yay. Good joke I'll have there.
And her poor dog's like, you can't leave me!
Putting the black man back in the house and taking the white woman out.
There's insurance quotas and safety we have to consider. Come on now.
Come on, baby. Come up to the front now.
There we go.
And now it gets uncomfortable. She has the smallest little dog, little pooch down here. And his name is Smokey, right?
Smokey.
Oh, he's a sweetie. You got to tell her.
Now, when you get on this, you got to get right up on it like it's a big black cock. Which, judging by some of your films...
Oh!
Yeah, now here's where we
get... told me to get on it like a black cock.
Fantastic.
So, we go right to the uncomfortableness with this. Now, I have to ask you, Haley, what was it like to have a guy dressed like a clown stick his cock in your ass?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Out of all scenes to pull up when I first come up, you pulled that up.
That's right. This one right here. This amazed me when I first saw this. Again, this is not we're not exactly unfamiliar with your work, and the first time I saw this, I sat there for a second and said, "Wait a minute, what?" And it takes a lot to make me second guess what I'm looking at.
It does actually. It got to the point where when the cupcake came out, we were like, "No,
yes,
no,"
all the way down to the cupcake. All
right, let me first tell you a little story about this scene. I work as a production manager for this company that I did this shoot for.
Okay.
And out of all the scripts that are written in our head office every day, every month, we shoot two scenes a day, Monday through Friday, they give me this. And I have to say, so I thought it was a little weird. I did it anyways. I took a giant cock in my ass all the way through, loved it. Clown freaked me out. The cupcake at the end was my idea, though.
And
everyone hated that scene, and I was very disappointed. I need to redeem myself.
No. Anyone I talk to that knows this thinks this is one of the funniest things they've ever seen, and they laugh. And everybody I know has it. Everybody I know has this on their computer somewhere.
Oh boy.
It was one of those things where you brought it up, and you know, Kisser's like, "Hey, did you know this is Haley?" I'm like, "No, I have that."
Oh boy.
Yeah, we had to go right to that one because we do the uncomfortable thing here.
Yes.
We do make it straight.
Actually, we were looking at the resume. You were looking at the resume.
Looking at some of the stuff from Brock. Dude, you're like distorting.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. I would turn your mic down a little bit.
Yes, sir.
The resume is interesting. You've done a lot of work with browsers.
Yes.
And I was looking at the adulttalentmanagers.com, and I looked you up there.
Mm-hmm.
There is pretty much nothing on that. There's nothing there that you don't do, it looks like.
I don't do DPs.
Okay, don't do DPs. Why not?
What's a DP? Educate me.
It's a double penetration.
So
I take a cock in my ass and my pussy at the same time.
That can you say that one more time?
Yeah, I don't think we heard that. One more time.
One more time for everyone.
Cock in my pussy and my asshole at the same time.
Ooh. Hold on a second. I didn't catch that. Wait, can we go one more?
I don't do that yet because I've only been taking it up the ass for about a year. Mm-hmm. So I want to wait a little longer so then my value goes up.
I think that's the most just, I've been taking it in my ass for a year. God damn it. Pay for my shit.
I just like to point out she's going to wait a year before she does the DP, but she went right for the clown right off the bat.
That's what you do
they
for
They made
your,
me do it.
For your next promotion, she's like, pay for my shit. I've taken in the fucking ass for you people.
And actually, that's on our checklist of things to do anyway.
This message has been approved by Haley.
What, more clown or DP?
Yeah, no, we're going to dress him as a clown.
Yeah, I'm not going to dress as a clown. Trust me, she's scared. She's done that once.
Well, what if you dress up like Kiss? What about that? Then that satisfies you. Oh, look at
that. That's a little freaky. That goes way too far for him.
And you guys were talking about him getting sued? I mean, fucking that.
Well, I was just thinking, though. You do point of view. Yeah. Point of view porn. So all you have to do is paint your junk up like Kiss.
Well, okay, yeah.
There you go.
Did you say point of view porn?
Yeah, POV. Yes. It's a type of porn.
Is it real?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm the king of it. Probably. Well, maybe not the king of it, but I'm up there. That's pretty much mostly all I do.
Explain for decaf and everyone what point of view porn is.
Well, for those that you don't know, point of view is where I'm holding the camera, whatever. You don't really see me, but from about the waist down, and you get to see everything else.
Oh, okay.
And his green couch.
And my green couch. Apparently that's famous. Do you remember me telling you that one of my friends was at an event and he said, I think I saw you in a scene at Brazzers. Well, that was Mark saw me in the Union.
Yep. Yep. I'm sitting here at Brazzers and I'm like, wait, oh yeah, man, I know him. I can't watch his shit anymore.
He hires me to have sex and I hire him to come in to be an actor.
There you go.
Damn it.
There
my video go. Camera's not recorded perfectly right when she said that shit, too. That's it. That's all I need for that clip. Thank you. Thank you for that.
How long have you been in the industry?
Probably almost 6 years.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been performing?
About five.
About five.
Mm-hmm.
And what brought you into it?
An ex-boyfriend.
And then you just decided I'm having way too much fun?
Well, he worked for a company in Florida as a director, and I started out by helping him recruit talent in Florida, new talent for him. And that just evolved from there. He got fired. We broke up. The owner of the company wanted me to come work, and so I ended up working there for about a year and a half, learning the stuff on the production end. Mm-hmm. And then I got recruited by another company to do my first scene, and so I did it. I loved it and wanted to continue doing it.
All right. So let's ask about some of the scenes you've done. We have the list. We know that it's everything but DP. What is the one thing you're like, oh, yeah, absolutely, I'm right there. I'll be right 10 minutes, and I'll be right there to do this scene.
Like, what's my favorite type of scene to
absolutely.
Do? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh.
I love them all, but I have to say, like, probably gangbangs.
Really?
I like, the more guys, the
Mexicans,
better.
Mexicans, blacks, white, don't matter.
The more cocks, the better.
Shit.
She one, says in a studio
one,
full
two,
of cocks.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Spankwagon's going to go to a new road on its eighth year.
Hold on a second.
No, we're not. Turn off the camera. Good night, folks.
I got to ask this.
Oh, boy.
Bukkake. And yes, I love.
Bukkake?
I've done a bukkake.
Yes!
I took a.
Yes!
Wait,
God,
wait. Hold on. Let me explain that. I did a bukkake
with listening.
48 loads.
But
hold on. I also did American Gokum.
Hold on. Wait a minute. How
which
many?
Which is 48. But let me tell you this. This is going to top the bukkake.
Oh,
I did
shit.
American Gokum, where it's not just the guys coming on me. In this scene, they all came in a beer bong, in a funnel.
Yeah.
And I waited till all 51 guys came in it, and I drank every last drop.
I'm in love. Holy shit.
He's fucking...
Nice.
I never seen a face like that shit. It was like, fuck.
Okay, so if you love the gangbang, which I'm going to be beating off to that tonight, what is it that you really just don't like? You're like,
hold on.
Again?
Shut the fuck up. Is that video somewhere?
Yeah. You can find it. It's through JM Productions. Both of those, actually. The bukkake and the American Gokum.
Okay, so go and purchase that later, and you'll be look at that. He's just as giddy as it gets.
Also on my website, there's I think a video clip or pictures from one of my scenes that I did for Brandon Iron, one of the Baker's Dozen series.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's like a gangbang with me and Layla Rivera and like 20 guys.
Nice.
On you can see that on my website, Haley.
Some tell me Decaf is going to be late for his book signing tomorrow.
Haley Young.
I'm going to get my book signed at like 11:30. Exactly. I was like, I'm fucking have blisters on my hands and shit. I'll be like, can you sign my book? I'm like, oh, God, damn it.
Someone give me some Gatorade stat.
I tried to do it with my left hand first, and I fucking got tired.
The problem is that every page of his book is going to be stuck together.
But here's how you handle that. You just say, okay, I'm going to hold the pen, and you move the book in the order of how my signature should be.
You ain't lying. Holy shit, 51? Heinz 51?
Wow.
In the funnel?
Oh, man, it was tough. I will be honest. When I got home after that shoot, I puked for about 2 hours.
Oof.
You know, 51 guys waiting for the last guy to come. That takes a while. So the cum that sits in there from the first few guys.
Oh, it congeals. Oh.
Gotta get some.
Yeah, sorry to get so detailed. No, it's
okay, because this is where we
try. This is what we want to know. So there
must have been like a little crust around the edge at the bottom.
Some green shit.
Was it like chewy at a point there, too? Or was it just...
Chunky, yeah. Got a little chunky. It was hard to go down, but I'm a pro and
she's
I did
a trooper.
It.
For the camera, one more time. How many loads of cum did you swallow?
51 loads of cum.
Damn.
Okay, so...
Hey, that sounds like a song title.
Loads of cum. There you go.
I'm recording it tonight.
So what are the
when
scenes
your hands
you...
dry off.
It may be more than one take this time.
What are the scenes that you really just don't enjoy?
Honestly,
you're not allowed to say the ones that you don't enjoy. The ones with me.
No, I love every scene I do with you. I really don't have any scenes that I don't enjoy. The only thing that would bother me about anything that I do is when I have to work with girls that are not into what they're doing and mm-hmm. don't really enjoy having sex with girls. They're just doing it for the money. That's my pet peeve. I can't stand that. They should not be in the business.
If you're going to eat pussy, do it like you mean it.
Exactly. Because I love pussy. You know.
I love.
I have to say, those
we
girls need to get the fuck out. That's about the only thing I don't like. Everything else I enjoy 100%.
Good Lord.
So has it been one time, one dick that's just been fucking just unbelievable?
Well, there's... a guy that's really, really big that I enjoy working with, Shane Diesel, black man, big, big black cock, probably the biggest in the industry, very well known.
Like how big?
Like 13.
Google, dude.
Very, very thick, probably like the size of a Coke can.
Jesus Christ.
I'm that's a little like a, girl, but I can take a lot.
God damn, that's like fucking a tree bark.
Yeah, but I squirted for the first time ever in my career a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
All right, so let's kind of go down about it. Because you know what? I've had conversations with people that swear you're not really having an ejaculation, you're just pissing.
See, and I believe that. For years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact because I went on set one time and did this lesbian bukkake thing. And all the girls there are just drinking water and water, 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 water. And then they're like, okay, it's your turn. You go up. You're smoky.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, literally over here.
You go, you know, you just drink water and they're like, all right, are you ready to pee? And as soon as you're ready to pee, you go up and rub your little pussy and pretend you're fucking coming. It's retarded. So ever since then, I'm like, all right, I know it's fake. I know for a fact it's fake. It's mm-hmm. bullshit. But I don't know, like a few weeks ago, I was doing a scene. I was riding the guy, you know, I was getting off. I was coming and all of a sudden I just squirted like all over him. I don't know if it's piss or what. I don't know because since then my mind is just like, I have no idea now.
And how did he react when you did that?
Well, I jumped off because I was freaking out. And he's like, why'd you stop? And I'm like, I got too sensitive. I don't know what's going on.
My body's doing strange things and I'm not 12. This isn't right.
So the pussy did a retreat and shit. Pussy got the white flag. It's like, hold up, motherfucker. Hold up. God damn it, that's some shit that hasn't happened before. What the fuck
holy
is going on?
Holy shit.
You swallow 51 cups, loads of cup, but goddamn, you squirt one time, you jump off that motherfucker. You
know? No, I was so sensitive. I couldn't ride it anymore. I was like, oh my God. And nothing that I ever felt before. I was like, wow.
Wow.
Now, when it comes to anal, if you had to... Now, Anne Hathaway, we talked about the Anne Hathaway maneuver. Yes, she's in Esquire, I think, this month, talking about how anal sex is freaking awesome, and God bless her, we got to love that. What advice would you give guys who are trying to get a woman to do that? What advice would you give them?
Guys that are trying to get a woman to do it?
Yes, yeah.
I don't know, like, how a guy can get a woman to do it. The woman has to want to try
it. Well, I mean, but she... Well, okay, maybe I should rephrase that. If you meet a girl who wants to try it, but she's unsure, and you want to make sure things go smoothly, what would you say?
Well, I don't know. Don't most guys just say, "Come on, baby, let me just stick the tip in; it won't hurt."
Did we date in high school? Game. I mean, really?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, it's just a mental thing. Like all girls just need to know. It's like it's all mental. They just need to relax, because if you're nervous, your muscles and your asshole tense up. So you just have to be relaxed. It's all in your head. And if as long as you're relaxed, your muscles are, you know, wide open, and it's easy for it to go in and out.
Now, have you ever, some of the girls that are just doing it for the money, have you ever stopped the scene because you was like, this is some bullshit, I can't do this no more? Or have the girl ever walked off the set because she couldn't do it?
There's been times where I wanted to, but I'm too much of a professional, and I want to get my job done. If I'm there to do a job, I get it done, whether I'm happy or not. There's been times where I've worked with complete bitches.
Now, have any of them stormed off the set and said, I can't do this, and left? Or
there's been incidents where, like, I've been on sets with new girls that are in the business, and, you know, they just get overwhelmed and nervous sometimes if it's a big set and there's a lot of people around, and they just get really nervous and they freak out, start crying, and make up some excuse of why they can't do the scene. Their pussy's torn or this or that. I mean, it happens every day in this business. Mm-hmm.
So if the pussy's torn and, like, I still want to get paid, do you have to, like, send a man, get investigated and shit? You know? He's like, ooh, let me see.
I don't think there's a pussy insurance claim adjuster. Call it a hunch.
Well, it's like, there's a little damage in the twat right here.
If there
here.
Is, Gerald's it.
Well, for instance, like, for browsers, you know, I'd say maybe once every few weeks an incident like this happens on set. We shoot so many girls. We shoot 2 scenes a day every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of the girls we shoot can't take a big cock, and all of our guys are really big that we use, and there are a lot of cases where the girls are like, I can't take it, and so we have to end up canceling the scene and sending them home.
We're not gonna take it anymore.
She's gotta go home with a limp and without a paycheck,
and I'm just sitting there like, damn, throw me in there, cause I'll take it like a champ.
God damn it, I didn't wear the good panties today. I have to tell you, I love how open you are. It's awesome. You know, a lot of times girls...
In which way?
Yeah. a lot of times we meet a lot of girls who are involved in one way or another. They're just like, oh, you know, it's just what I do. And they don't really want to talk about it. And then you've got ones like you who are just like, this is the way it goes.
I love it.
Well, I mean, we did start off the interview with a guy in a clown costume with a cock in your ass. So, I mean, we didn't exactly do this the wrong way. So what are you looking forward to? I mean, the thing that you're saying, okay, I can't wait to do this. You've got this whole scene plotted out in your head. What is it that you want to do that you really think could be cool? Other than having sex with all of us in the studio right now. Because I know that's exactly what you're thinking.
That's going to happen after the show. But anyways, I can't really give away what I want to do. Because it's
give it away now.
I'm working on my personal website. So I don't want to give away my ideas. I am very creative. I have a sick, twisted mind.
Just
so.
Tease the shit out of us. You can slip one, at least half of one.
Just put a little.
I'm gonna play a crazy person.
We got five people listening right now, so
I'm gonna play. I'm gonna be a crazy person locked up in a mental institution, and one of the orderlies there is going to help me escape, but without me knowing, he's not really helping me escape. He's taking me to his basement at his house. Really creepy guy. He turns
Murphy. Oh, I'm sorry.
He turns creepy and basically tells me he's not letting me out of my straitjacket until I do everything that he says, which would be pleasuring him and fucking him. And
so you have to do everything with no hands.
Yeah,
bondage porn.
That is interesting.
I love bondage.
Okay, now give the website address again.
It's HaleyYoung.com.
And
spell that out for our literate fucks out there.
It's HaleyYoung.com.
Why you gotta be a dick?
Fucking with you.
All right, what we're gonna do? We're gonna go to a break, and we'll be back.
I'm not
in
the
just
dick
a moment.
That she was, my friend. That's it's like
look.
The dick is only 2 inches bigger than me.
Yeah, she wants Coke can. You're giving up pencil erasers. Okay, let's
I
be
like
honest.
All sizes.
So we'll be back, and we'll have more Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir. We'll have more Monkey Face, and more Haley Young.
Spankwagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
Go to a cash machine to get a ticket home. On the screen says don't make plans, you're broke. No, no, this can't be right. I know the times is tight. I've only just been paid 3 weeks, 5 days till I've seen to skip the fair ticket inspectors there. No, no, this can't be right. I live an honest life. It seems like sometimes you don't cross the line. Tried to play it safe, but now we could not wait. No, no, this can't be right. She said it would be alright. I can't afford to be a daddy, so I leave tonight. No.
Oh my God, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. We're getting everybody back. You still have audio playing in yours.
Do I?
Yeah. What the I was going to bring everything
playing?
Up. I have no clue. That's you,
okay.
Dude.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's one of Monkey Face's. Monkey Face's.
Don't piss them off. They're in the back.
Shit.
All right, we're back with Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir.
Hey, D.
We're here with.
Where'd the sir come from? I want to know.
I think keep calling me that.
It's
I
respect.
Know.
No, I came up with it when you brought Lexi in for the second time. I said, thank you, Mr. Gerald. Or
Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir.
That is, that is where that came from.
It is absolute respect is what it is.
And we have Monkey Face in the back, and we don't exactly. mean to put you in the back of the bus. We will get you back up to the front of the bus soon enough.
He's a good.
We got more important issues to cover right now.
Actually, we were almost thinking about more important issues to undercover or uncover.
Uncover.
Because one thing, well, every time we get a porn star in the studio.
Adult actress, I think they prefer.
Either or.
So it's like,
or
so
you can just call me a whore.
So it's the
anytime we get a cum craving gutter slut in the studio.
That's a good one.
And 51 loads of cum would qualify as cum craving.
Yes.
I have to say.
All right, you know that song way too well.
Wow.
I watched way too much of that goddamn porn.
Hell yeah.
I think that means he has that DVD already.
All we need, all maybe we I'll need check. Is someone to call in 1-866-LB-ROCKS right now and ask our cum craving gutter slut guest, that's the female, not the guys, would you mind taking off your shirt? But it has to be a caller because these callers are lazy fucks who, yes, while they do download your, you know, your movies, they can't figure out how to use a telephone.
I think it's usually because their hands are busy doing other things.
You know what? If you can use a left hand for a mouse, you can dial a goddamn phone. 1-866-587-6257.
It's funny how fast you get good at that shit, too.
Click, 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 click.
You know, I got to say, it's just not the same without Zuzu here to give out the number.
No, it isn't. It would be much better with Zuzu.
We love Zuzu. She'll be back next week, guys. Don't worry. We didn't scare her off.
She had a period.
she had stuff she had to take care of.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She actually had some legitimate reason.
No, she had a period last week. The week before.
Here's the funny thing about this, and I retell the story all the time. Zuzu, she's one of our co-hosts here, and when Starry was in, and then when Lexi was in, it was goddamn near a sexual assault right out here. Zuzu didn't waste any time. She's grabbing clothes, pulling them off. Tits are popping out everywhere. It was phenomenal.
She took the webcam like here, Starry.
Right.
Oh,
in the
yeah. Oh yeah. So, we love that. That was fucking awesome.
So all we need is a caller to politely ask, you know, our guest.
Come on, guys.
She would just take some clothes off.
That's all we got. We got, you know, live cam and everything like that. And she's obviously not shy.
And I'm obviously not very pretty right now because I've been sick all day.
Stop it.
I woke up like 20 minutes before I had to be here.
Stop it.
You're not pretty?
Get down, Dick. Get down. She's not pretty.
Yeah, right. Actually, yeah, sure. It's the only reason it's she's going on BPT. Shut up now. Right. And no, we're not going to ask Monkey Face to get naked. Sorry, Steph.
Unless, of course, you'd like to, in which case you can go right outside and do it out there.
Someone got a call.
All right. You know what, though? I think we've got some issues with the chat room tonight. I don't know what's going on, why people aren't calling, but someone needs to fucking call.
Yeah, they're all asleep at the switch. Now, why don't we talk a little bit about the video and the stuff you guys are shooting, Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir. And Kelly, what are you guys doing right now?
The DVD that we're fixing to release at the party on Wednesday night is my release, Bounce Check Bitches 5, which Haley's on the box cover of, and it's really a neat box cover. It's very pretty because she's on the cover. And, of course, it's a unique Bounce Check Bitches story where boo-hoo, she bounced a check, and I had to.
And was this a big check or a small check?
It was a pretty big check.
It was a damn big check.
It was an important check.
It was a very important check. And it was
you had to take care of your baby's mamas this year?
I was going
to
say, was it for like grandma's chemo or something?
Going for that heartstring.
There you go.
All right.
Well, I'll let you tell.
Well, my dog, well, my old...
The one that's been farting in the studio?
No.
Smokey's my new puppy. I had a dog, Dolce. Unfortunately, I don't have her anymore. I lost her back in February. But I had her at the time we filmed this, and the story was that she was very sick and at the vet, and I bounced my check, and I couldn't get her out of the vet, and they were going to take her to the pound or something, and I needed money to get her
And we
out.
Couldn't let that happen. So
oh, no.
Bottom line is we had to fuck the hell out of Haley to get her dog back.
Can you try to be all nice about it? Well, bottom line.
There's no nice way to put it.
You had to put some dick in her.
And my puppy also made it on the box cover.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
And this particular...
the dog.
Sorry. Wow.
And in this particular sequence of Volume 5 of the Bounce Check Bitches is, what the girls don't know is, I already know that they're porn stars. I've not done that before. So through the scene, I'm like, well, I know what the paperwork says, but I know you're Haley Young.
Got it. Okay.
So this better be really good. And all the scenes in that particular DVD are with other girls who I just happen to know do porn. And why do you think I got you? Some girls not coming after you when I know.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Makes sense.
That's the one I saw. Great acting, Haley.
Oh, yeah. They've actually seen it before.
That's the one I saw.
That's dope.
I haven't
seen it yet. Very good actress.
I haven't seen it yet.
I just noticed something. Haley has a tattoo on the back of her neck that says badass.
What? Put that on the camera. Let's get that on the camera.
Since no one's calling, we can't see anything else.
We can't see anything else. That is awesome.
Let's see if the camera's getting it quiet. I don't know if it's getting
all right. So you work on that now. Yep. We need to kind of do a little bit of a, because we've already talked about Haley's website.
You're good, Haley.
Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir, give everybody your website so they can know where to find this stuff.
Well, probably the best, easiest way to find it is to go to spongygunkfilms.com.
Could you spell that for the literate fucks?
Sure. Yeah. SpongyGunkFilms.com.
All right.
And that's my video on demand site where the current DVDs are released or up right now, and they can watch them. Actually, my number one DVD that's up there is Haley on the box cover from a previous movie.
Nice.
In fact, that was called Finger Fuck Me, and that was fun.
Very nice. Now, we also want to know, Monkey Face, websites for you guys. How can we?
You can find us right now at MySpace. It's the URL is Monkey Face Entertainment, spelled all the way out, and that's MunkyFace Entertainment. That's what we got going on right now.
Very cool. And in the chat room, we got someone in there. What's this? What?
Jay Montoya's saying hi. I
don't know. Yep, we got Jason Montoya giving us a call, so we're going to give him a shout out. Yeah. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? He did call in, and his exact words are, ask Haley to get naked.
No, that's me saying someone fucking call in and ask Haley to get naked.
And we'll get that number out one more time, 1-866 LV Rocks.
Now, yeah. Haley,
Jason,
again,
if you're listening, call in.
Oh, yeah.
And Haley, what's your website again?
It's www.haleyyoung.com. HaileyYoung.com.
Now, is it just videos, or is it videos and still pics, or do you like live cam shows? How?
All of the above.
Really?
Yes.
That is awesome. How involved are you with your fans?
Well, I just recently redesigned the site and has a new layout and added some new things. So over the past month, I've been a lot more involved than I was before because I have I'm able to do more now from the back end of it rather than my webmasters and whatnot doing everything for me. So. Mm-hmm.
Take more control over the property.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
And do you ever get like requests from your fans for certain scenes or things? Yeah.
Oh yeah, very interesting things you could say.
You know, I have a request. Get Big Red.
What?
One day we're gonna find someone who'll say yes. We inherited this. We inherited this thing.
I could take that, no problem.
Oh,
let's go.
That sounds like a challenge.
Have you ever heard of the site brutaldildos.com?
No, but I'll be adding that to my favorite list tonight.
I've been on that site in about four scenes. Each time the dildo is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
I've been on that site downloading four scenes.
So what about the?
And you got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
What about the ones with the electronic machines and shit?
Oh God, no!
See the
fucking machines I can deal with, but it's.
Well, I'm into that stuff, too. I'm contracted with a bondage company as well, dungeoncorp.com.
Okay.
So I do all kinds of crazy bondage suspension, electricity.
That's just wrong.
I love it.
So how is it being power drill next compared to just having one putting
power
you?
Drill.
That's what it is.
Oh, come on. It's like,
you get the power switch and shit like that. Like
you ever seen a power drill get a leg cramp?
All right. When it's going that fast, there's no way you can get off of it without like hurting yourself.
Oh,
so
shit.
It just keeps going and going and going, and you just keep coming and coming and coming and coming. Like there's no way to stop until whoever's controlling it turns it off.
So it keeps going, you keep coming. Got it.
Yes.
God, I wish I had one of those. That'd be awesome.
What, for yourself?
No, God damn it.
Well, I thought we supposed to get on a phone call.
What happened? We're not getting any phone calls here. This is kind of rude.
How about I just show my tits for you guys?
You know what?
You know what? Turn the camera. Wait.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Heyo. Hey. Wow, yes. Those are
some. Hey, wait. Yeah.
And everyone was out of position.
Just like
wow,
this.
Those are
that's
awesome.
Wonderful.
They're not very big, but they're nice.
That's just perfect. They are
hurt. I think that is the
and
correct
it's just
word we're
cold
for.
Enough in here on the cameras.
That's intense.
I think we need to turn around for Monkey Face and you know.
Wow, There you go, guys.
There you go, guys.
Wow. You know what the part that kills me about all of this?
What's that?
Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir, gets to have sex with her, and we just get to beat off to it.
Yeah, well.
It's a living.
Your life rules, dude. Seriously.
Why, thank you.
Hold on, wait. Does this count as bestiality, me being naked with my dog?
Absolutely not.
Well, now you've hit a new frontier.
We can get some peanut butter if you really want to make it that way. That's right, assholes in the chat room. Since none of you called, I turned the camera. You
and
kiss
that means,
my ass.
That means, so, wait, here's even bigger punishment. They get to look at me instead of her on the on-demand video.
So the question is, do we get more?
Oh.
Oh, oh. She's feeling a little ill.
She's
but
not feeling good. You know, we got to be respectful of that.
I wasn't really prepared for that. I've been sick. So I will admit, because I'm not ashamed of anything. I don't give a fuck. I haven't shaved in a few days, so I'd rather not show my hairy self.
A little bit of stubble. We got to respect that. Got to respect that.
Radio X UK is screaming, damn, damn, damn.
My question is,
look, motherfucker, you've called in before.
Trust me. Bush has never scared anybody away from some pussy.
That's one of my pet peeves. I like being nice and clean and shaved.
Clean,
nice
and shaved.
Smooth. Maybe we take you anyway.
We'll bring Haley in for the usual. Let's do a photo shoot and let it be all about her one night here.
Oh,
in the
yeah.
Next couple
and I'll
weeks
take on the big red.
Really?
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh.
We need to plan a special show
okay,
for
look,
that.
Okay, look. My birthday is October 25th. Okay, we have a show the day before. Starry's coming in and do a cam show.
I'm going to be out of town.
Oh, damn it.
You'll actually take on big red?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Do we need to provide the anesthesiologist?
Murph, mine was Wednesday.
Or what?
My birthday was Wednesday.
Oh, shit, that's right. Your birthday's...
So, you know, we could have worked that in. Oh, no.
Oh, Christ. Happy birthday. You know what that means?
No, we're not doing anything.
He needs a spanking.
Oh.
That's right.
I didn't bring my whip.
Oh, Haley, you don't have to bring your whip, sweetie. You just... See, this is a tradition here at Spankwagon Radio. Whenever we have a hot young woman on, such as yourself, we like to have Trencher bend over and assume the position, and we'd love to have you just give him good, healthy swats on the ass. You don't need a paddle. You don't need anything, any protecting.
Pretend
you
like it's a scene for Dungeon Core.
Great, I'm going to die.
You don't need to hurt him, but here's the funny part about it. See, we know Trencher secretly is a closet submissive, and we know he really, really likes
this. She's warming up to this idea.
Would you like a paddle? I mean, I'm sure we could track down something hard that we can slap you in the ass with, like decaf's cock. That's 2x4.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
Yes, yeah, I know you do.
Fuck you.
We're gonna
beat his ass with
him.
A monkey face CD.
What do I get for my birthday?
What do you get for your birthday?
My birthday's on the 15th.
I will eat your ass for like 3.5 hours.
And he will too.
You just come on in here. My show's Tuesday night from nine to ten. You come on in here, bend over this counter. I'll take care of business.
I will wait patiently after those 3.5 hours to get my turn. He's like, hey, decaf, sir, are you ready? No, you know, go. Yeah, you can look at it a little bit more. I'm good.
You know, if you would like something for your birthday, you tell us what you'd like and we'll provide it. If you have a request, we're here at your service.
I use my hands.
Oh, okay. So should we let the guys at home see Trencher getting his ass beaten?
Yes.
Yeah. All
well,
right.
She's going to have to pull down the shirt because they can't see her boobs.
Oh, that's right. So, Haley, if you want to – hold on. Just one last – good Lord.
Thank you.
I recommend for anybody in the audience to call in and say
oh, no.
What we're seeing.
That time is done.
Yeah,
that
they had their chance.
They had their
Suckers.
Chance.
Exactly.
Oh, jeez. Okay, Haley, would you like to go over there and just spank Mark right on his bottom?
All right, he's got to pull his pants down for me.
Oh. Trench?
I ain't gonna now.
You can't go to the shorts. You can't go to the underwear.
No,
come on.
I can't. My modesty is too great.
Uh-oh, she's coming for him. All right, let's make sure we got the camera. Now, we do need Trench, as you've done before, incorrectly. We need, there you go. Now, hold on a sec. Let me make sure I have the camera lined up for this.
Gotta do it through the jeans.
No.
Come on.
I'm shy. No, I'm Catholic, dude. I'm wearing cast iron underwear.
Trench, what if I promise to tilt the camera? Oh, boy. She is not taking any prisoners here. Oh, wow. He's... There we go. Right there for the... Oh. Oh.
Yeah!
He's turned 32. You got a while to go. Oh, jeez. Do you have a... Oh, wow. That's awesome. Holy shit. How's that, Trench?
I can't sit.
Yes, you can. Oh, God. I love how much of a submissive he is and just won't admit it. Haley, thank you very thank much. You. Wow.
Thank
we,
you.
Like, thank you.
Oh, she's smiling now. That was good for now, you, now wasn't
next,
it?
Now, next time, you have to bring your whip. You have to whip me. I took a whipping once. I've been called Toby. I said, I
call me Toby.
Call me Toby. Take it a whipping. I can take a whipping again. Right. I wanted that a whipping.
Deal.
Oh, wow.
I'm
okay,
going to wear
so
leather fucking underwear for you.
That'll hurt worse, just so you know.
Oh, does it? Yeah. So I wear tight leather underwear.
he'll wear two pairs.
Haley, let me invite you to something, too. We have a little something going on. We have a football bet going on. Most amount of wins at the end of the season, the other two hosts have to wash the winner's car in bikinis. So we would love to have you there with maybe like a super soaker or something. If you'd like to attend.
In January.
In January. If you'd like to attend. That would be awesome.
I'm there. Holy cow.
All right. So let's go ahead and go to a break. Haley, tell them one more time where they can see you.
You can see me at HaleyYoung.com. HaileyYoung. Also browsers.com. BrazzeRS.com. Or you can see me on MySpace. MySpace.com/HaleyYoung.
Awesome. Monkey Face, guys, we're going to keep talking.
We'll bring them back up here after the break.
Okay. All right. So we'll have you guys back up. So let's go ahead and go to a break.
You're listening. I'm a little distracted. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio, motherfuckers.
Spank Wagon Radio is on the air. God help us all. We'll be right back.
Oh my God, Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
And I'm Murphy with an erection. And it's not because there are two dudes sitting next to me, I promise you that.
Hope not.
Well, you know.
Might have to beat your ass.
Oh.
Yeah. It won't be the first time for
me. Why you got to hate?
Not to get erection from us.
I don't hate.
All right, so back with us up on mic are the guys from Monkey Face. And, let's talk about the event that's coming up, the big drop next Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you guys are, this is a big deal.
This is a big deal. This is about a year and a half in the making.
Tell us more about a year and a half in the making.
Yeah,
I will explain a little bit more, okay? Monkey Face Entertainment, first release, Better Late Than Never. We already plugged it in stores. Once again, it's locally in Vegas. It's also available online on cdbaby.com.
Oh, yeah.
And you can also look it up on iTunes. Just search the name Track Wiz, spelled TrakWiz.
Okay.
And that's me. Yeah.
All right.
And the event, it's at the Bunkhouse, which we've done stuff at the Bunkhouse before, so it's very cool. It looks like you got a big thing. Do you find it's going to be weird? Maybe you're having a CD release party and a porno release party all at the same time. Do you think that's going to mesh well?
It's going to mesh fantastically because hip-hop, rap, rock, same difference. You know what I mean? And
everybody loves pussy.
Everybody loves pussy. It's money, sex, drugs, and a party. Have fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And guys, it's going to be at the Bunkhouse, which is October the 8th here in Vegas. It's 124 South 11th Street.
Is that a Thursday?
That's a Wednesday, man. It's a Wednesday night. Yeah. It's south of Fremont at 11th Street. And so far it's showing Haley Young will be there.
At what time?
It's at 8 p.m.
8
p.m.
8 p.m.?
All right.
Yeah. So Haley Young will be there. Kendra Banks will be there. And Starry will be there. And it's $5 at the door.
Yep. No dress code.
No dress code.
No dress code.
God.
So that means you can keep your hat on.
That means I can keep my hat on. That means you can come in sneakers. That means you can come wearing nothing but a trench coat, ladies.
Man thong.
There is now a dress code. Because of you, there is now a dress code.
Banana hammock.
Yeah, none of that shit. None of that shit.
So now, what are you exactly? Are you guys releasing these episodes,
okay,
or what are you guys
what
releasing?
It's the complete Monkey Face release. So we've got the albums, we've got the mixtapes, we've got
the
more
bitches.
Albums coming soon. Of course, the bitches. I mean, you can't throw a party without bitches. It doesn't happen.
All right. So now, there just kind of bring back to Monkey Face. Who's the writer? Who puts the beats? And what's the third?
Who does what?
Who does what?
Artist and producer.
Okay.
CEO. This man right here is also an awesome writer. That's comma. Dude can write some sick stuff. You know, like
it
that
happens.
Song we played with with Catman and Hydro, he wrote the hook for that.
All right, that was the second song we listened to, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I'm a ghostwriter, I'm the A&R for the label, and I'm also an artist, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you have a third guy, at least on the promo stuff that I pulled up.
Yes, that's actually Catman and Jason. Those are two artists that are a part of Monkey Face Entertainment.
Okay.
They couldn't make it out here with us tonight. They're out working.
But they'll be at the show on Wednesday then.
Yes. Yeah.
Very cool, very cool. So, I mean, I guess one of the big questions. Oh, do you have some?
And also I want to mention, you know, we got to shout out all the artists that came out and helped us complete episode 3. We got Miss Justice, Arcane, Hydro. We've got them coming out to perform with us for this event. We're all looking forward to it. It's going to be a party.
Very cool.
Bottom line.
Now, you know, I'm going to ask something that may be weird and uncomfortable. Is there anybody here in town that you guys have a beef with?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
We don't play those games.
You know, it's weird because we've spoken to a couple of guys, and I don't know too many people in town that have a beef with anybody else. It just seems like there's, you know, everybody's willing to promote with everybody else. There isn't any animosity I've seen.
See, that's what actually we need to do more of out here is work together. You know, I don't have no time to beef with nobody. You know, I sleep, go to work, make music. You know, I have no time in my schedule. You know, I barely fit time in for women. You know, fuck, I got time to beef with somebody for it.
Well, I'm glad we could help this evening.
If I can't schedule pussy, so how am I going to schedule hating somebody? I can't schedule a drive-by shooter if I ain't getting no goddamn pussy. Yeah.
You got to multitask. Get a Hummer while holding the gat. So I do believe I've never sounded whiter. I gotta
know you haven't.
You're the guy.
Look, that's what I bring to the show. Okay,
as you're cruising by Old Navy.
I'm going to.
You laugh. I got to go there tomorrow. Hey, look, don't make fun of me. All right, we don't have to do this again.
I'm not making fun.
Oh wait, church isn't here. We can't play that game anymore.
You can't make fun of the truth, dude.
You know, look, I got your ass on TV this morning. Are you really going to play that?
Nah, I ain't going to say shit.
Why did I get you on TV this morning again?
Because you love me, man.
No, it's because you have a book signing tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Las Vegas Library.
I love this guy.
Wow, yeah, I love to throw those in. So what are you guys looking forward to next? What's your project next? Because, I mean, you've got the release. You're gonna get your name out there. You're going to want to go out and perform. But what is it that you want to do next?
One thing that we're looking to do next is take the act on the road. We're looking to expand. We're looking to go nationwide, working on shop and distribution. Anybody like what they hear, make sure you get at us. MySpace.com/monkeyfaceentertainment, spelled MUNKYFACE, and then entertainment.
Yeah, we got to brand that in people's heads so they know. You know, don't smell it like monkey. It's MUNKY, like funky monkey. You know? Smell it right.
There you go.
I love the cover on this. This is great, dude. Just taking a big old bite out of it.
Well, it's there. Oh, you know,
it's brutal looking, man.
And that got done by C-Guns. He's out of Texas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Does really good work. Really good
Sweet,
work.
Man. Sweet.
Okay, and then we got something else special for everybody else. Episode 3 does not release until October 7th. That's when it'll be available in the 3-packs in the stores. Right now in the studio, first 3 callers that get a hold of us, we've got packs for you.
Sweet.
So
we'll take that information down when it comes in.
Call
yeah.
on in, 866-LV-ROCKS. That's 587-6257. And we got some free CDs for y'all before they're available in stores.
There you go.
That's great. Kind of like a win it before you can buy it sort of deal.
From the prize vault. Hey.
Oh, it's got the radio guy voice.
Yeah,
out.
All right.
It's the top of the hour. Let's go to traffic and weather together.
Get my Quaaludes.
Holy shit. The medication's wearing off. I feel myself starting to be me again and just in time for the show to be ending. Can you fucking believe that shit?
No, we're fucked. All right. So we got that. We got the bunkhouse coming up on the 8th.
Yep.
October 8th.
Awesome.
Now, who are you guys looking forward to work? I mean, you've got a couple of people here that you've worked with. Who do you really want to work with now? I mean, coming up, anybody local or someone nationwide? Who do you guys really want to work with?
Well, I got a song right now I'm writing that I wouldn't mind having Zero. This is a dude out of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a rapper out of Texas, man. The dude's sick. So Zero, hit us up on the MySpace. I give out my phone number. Shoot, and as long as somebody calling about something, some business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't. Hit me up on MySpace. You know, Monkey Face Entertainment.
Yeah, we got sickos listening to the show. I don't know if you want
to
give them your home number.
I don't need to start.
Look, we got people calling already to win. That's awesome.
Right on.
Dope.
Well, I got to put my mic back on. What's funny is only 10 seconds for the CD. No one called for the boobs.
Y'all are gay.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I can understand why when I bring up the line. Caller, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
That's why.
Oh, shit.
Hey, could you turn off the mic? Oh, listen to this shit. I wonder where the fuck I'm getting the echo.
I love you guys. You're the greatest.
Caller, turn down your radio,
fantastic.
Please.
Look at that.
All right. Well, we'll just here.
Here we go.
There you go.
All right, now, guys, you might want to rub the taint on this for you.
Yeah, you may want to just go ahead and you know, teabag those discs before you hand them off there.
Oh, she's got copies.
Oh, she's just messing with us.
Oh, that's not.
See,
even
that's just
right.
cold.
You know what?
Yeah, we got a mic over there, don't we?
Here's. Yeah, it's in Gerald's lap. Just go ahead and lean down there.
Okay, yeah. Assume
the
position.
Oh, hi.
Do you have deja vu there, darling?
No, but now she's looking for a paycheck.
No, because mine's not black.
Oh.
It was semi-deja vu, but mine's not black.
Well, it is after you get done. Oh, wait, never mind.
A little right. Cock brutalization there.
You know, I hate this. I actually had a song to play tonight.
Yeah.
Speaking of local artist, friend of the show, Classic.
Oh, yeah.
One of his artists just released their song, Boy Toy Casey, who he had on the show last Wednesday. Classic Entertainment, classic.net. But I think I'm going to have to hold this one off till next week when the timing's better because...
Oh, shit.
Unfortunately.
It's that time.
That sucks.
Holy bejesus, has it been 2 hours already?
Yes.
You know what, too? Guys, sitting here, Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir, has brought us another 2 stacks of his Spunky Gunk VOD. His Spunky Gunk VOD cards, which I love giving these things away. We give these things away all the time.
We put our stickers on them
and
give away his business cards.
Hey, it works, man. We get everybody out there. It's awesome. So, guys, first 5 people to email me.
51 loads to come. Are you fucking
51
kidding
loads
me?
To come.
First, that's outstanding.
Can you digest this shit in that fucking little ass rib cage and shit? I mean, where did y'all go?
Like I said, I went home and puked.
51 loads of cum weighs more than she does.
I know. Right? I mean, do you piss
cum? I'm worried
cum?
Now because it's a little windy outside.
She's going to blow away.
She pissed cum. The next day, she fucking came and she came fucking sperm and shit. You know, it's like, where the fuck did that come from?
She's farting cum bubbles.
First five guys to email me, murphy@spankwagon.net. I will send you out a couple of codes. First five guys that worked last time, I had a bunch of people email. I'd like some porn, please.
There you go. We're going to say, though, thank you for listening to Spankwagon Radio. This is our 8th anniversary, 8 years this week on the air.
Happy birthday, Spankwagon.
Thank you much.
We also have to thank Kickass Syndicates, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, Kickass Studio, and, of course, we're here. Door from Hell Radio, Fox FM, KBMA, KC Host, Radio X UK, Juar, we love you out there. Showdown Network, Steel City, Trax Radio, and Northern Sunset out of Canada. We're back in the Canucks.
Can you guys see Russia from your houses out there?
Yeah,
I'm just wondering.
Find that out. If we're not live,
you can find us in the archive.
And you can go to podcasts.lvrocks.com to download old episodes. And Murph, how else can they see us?
They can also catch us at spankwagon.net, and they can see the VOD, the video section. They can go and they can watch old episodes of the show, have some fun there.
And they can also see us tomorrow at the Las Vegas Library from 10 to 12:30 in the morning. For my book signing, yes.
You're going to be so hungover for that. That's awesome.
No, I can't be. I can't do
Don't
it.
Don't forget, guys, we are lonely motherfuckers. MySpace.com/Spankwagon.
Yeah, if only because we're fucking spammers.
When am I coming back for Big Red, guys?
Sweetheart, you tell us anytime you'd like to come in, and I will bring the lube.
We'll tell you what. Right now, everyone in here, we have an open door policy.
Absolutely.
You show up, you're here.
I can surprise you?
Yes.
Absolutely. Right. Anytime. Oh.
Absolutely anytime.
Sweetheart, you can surprise me anytime you'd like.
Got it.
I'll bring the clown wig.
All right, and we also also got to point out, next week we have Sinister Minister is going to be in studio.
Jesus. And the guys from Cornerstone are going to be here.
Cornerstone's here. Shit. Awesome.
Yes.
So that's going to be another fun week. And, of course, well, fuck, we're the
Trencher,
great.
It is 8 years.
Give us
the last word.
God, it's been awesome.
That's not a word, dude.
No, it works. Say it again.
Give us one word. Just one word.
One word?
One word.
Can I hyphenate it?
Sure.
Kick ass.
following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Behold the King. The King of Kings.